All right, good Friday morning, everybody. Welcome in. The Gary Sharp Show, last day of the week. You've made it to Friday. Congratulations. Pat yourself on the back. Busy show. Lots of football in the middle of April. Nebraska has an open scrimmage tomorrow. I was curious. People are going to go tomorrow. I'm going to go half media, and I have a couple of tickets. So I'm going to split the practice. One as a media member, which will be separate from the fans, and then one as a fan sitting in the stands. I got good seats. George, I know you're busy tomorrow, or I'd ask you. But the biggest reason why people go to tomorrow, which is a first, or the spring game. We'll get into that. Brian Munson's going to join us at the top of the hour. Recruiting is wide open. It is wide open, and June becomes one of the most important months for Nebraska football in this era. Because it could be a tone changer with Nebraska loading up with prospects that they will have on campus, the most recent being a four-star running back. So Nebraska is putting a ton into the month of June. But, so is everybody else that has not been able to recruit in a while. And June, here we go. Brian Munson will join us at 11. Brian Christopherson stops by at 11:30 as Nebraska tomorrow will wrap up their third week of practice. And so we'll talk about some of the things that have gone on this week with BC. I said yesterday we ran out of time. We didn't get to it. My ranking of tiers of wide receivers. Because if you're going to be in attendance tomorrow or you're going to the spring game, first and foremost is the quarterback. You want to see how does Adrian Martinez look different. You've noticed in videos and still shots, he looks thinner. That's very evident. But what different does he look? How different does he look in other aspects that are football? So if you're going tomorrow or you're going in 2 weeks, it's that, and I would say the wide receivers. And then, you have a couple of other things. But I would say outside of the quarterbacks, the next one that has a lot of attention that people pay very close attention to will be wide receivers. So coming up a little bit later, I will tier the wide receivers because there is one particular wide receiver that I don't know what we're going to do with him and where we're going to put him. So BC will join us at 11:30. Dirk Chatlin stops by at 1. So busy show. Lots of football talk today. And at some point between now and 2, we will figure out how does Bill Belichick celebrate his birthday? Do you think he'll have a nice birthday today, George? He's 69 today.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's having a good one.
But how does Bill Belichick celebrate his birthday? He's got his girlfriend. They appear to like to do things together. I mean, does he go out on his boat? Does he go to the Cape? Does he watch film? Does he finalize his draft plans? How does a guy like Bill Belichick celebrate his 69th birthday? Do you think he celebrates it like he celebrates touchdowns? Ho-hum, just another year. But he's the GOAT, and he celebrates his 69th birthday today. Plus, Nebraska volleyball yesterday won, and thankfully for my neighbor. Oh, George, did you, Nebraska played Texas State yesterday after we left. Yeah. Did you watch?
Yeah.
Okay. It wasn't the easiest thing to find on the app, but once you found it, you casted it, you were good, wherever you might be. So I get the knock on the door. It's about 2:25. Yesterday, get a knock on the door. And I'm like, okay, I don't want to answer the door. This person is either going to drop something off or, they're at the wrong place. Because I wasn't expecting anyone. Knock, knock, knock. Knock, knock, knock. I'm like, okay, better go check. And I look and it's my neighbor. And I was like, okay, this ought to be good. Nice person. I haven't had much interaction with them. They're they have a job where they're not in town very often. So I said, hey, how's it going? And they're like, can you come help me? I was like,
Okay.
Because she lives with her, I believe it's her boyfriend. Could be her brother.
Mm-hmm.
Not sure. Don't want to ask. she couldn't figure out how to watch Nebraska volleyball yesterday.
Oh, okay.
And she is not a silver slugger. She is, I would put her probably late 20s.
Oh, okay.
So, me doing the duty that I do, and me, Mr. Technical Guy, I said, not a problem. What do we got to work with? So went and set her up on her computer and doesn't know much about casting or any of that. So I said, you're going to have to watch it on your computer, but here it is. It's absolutely free. Well, for her and everybody else that maybe had some difficulty, Nebraska's next match downtown in the convention center will be on ESPNU on Sunday when they take on the Baylor Bears, who were in the Final Four last year. 1:30 is first serve on Sunday, and it will be on ESPNU, so you don't have to worry about where you go to find it.
Yeah.
I can't imagine, like, you know, Stibbs is a huge volleyball guy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Stibbs was, he had it all laid out on, you know, okay, if Stivrens comes out of the rotation, who's going to be in there? Can they balance the attack of Texas State? You saw what he was like when he came in here. Big volleyball guy.
Yeah.
I'm glad. He's usually a beach volleyball guy, but he's become more of a college volleyball person. I'm sure people were blowing up the phones at about 2:30 wondering where Nebraska volleyball was at.
Absolutely.
Uh-huh.
Absolutely.
And can you imagine, like, the TV stations that were getting called?
Oh, yeah.
but it's they're going to be in a regular slot. They'll be on ESPNU coming up on Sunday. So we'll got a couple of thoughts of that. The NFL draft is coming your way 2 weeks from yesterday. Michael and I were talking about it. Do you believe in Vegas that Fields will go third? And today, join me from 3 to 5. We'll be over at the Whiskey Roadhouse. Okay. We're ready to rock over there.
Uh-huh.
Our good friends at FanDuel just signed a deal with the NFL. The NFL is getting into betting.
Ooh.
But you know who's not? Nebraska. Doesn't stop us. We're going across the river. Join us from 3 to 5 over at the Whiskey Roadhouse today. We'll talk gambling. We'll talk sports. We'll talk fine cognac.
I'm going to try to get out there.
Well, please do.
Yeah.
Tell your friends.
I think I can sneak
the NFL has gone all in on betting. So if we kind of, and yesterday also, Arizona became the 27th state to legalize sports gambling. I mean, if you're in Missouri, you're in Kansas, you're in Nebraska, Colorado and Iowa are like your friends when it comes to sports gambling. And you see all of that money and that tax money leaving your state. Arizona was the 27th yesterday. Let's probably put, what, Utah 50th? Utah will be the 50th state. How close to Utah will Nebraska be?
48-49, looking real good.
10:55. Brian Munson, Brian Christopherson in the next hour. The Gary Sharp Show on a Friday on 1620 The Zone.